I recently sat down with Chris Evans. He's an extension forester with the University of Illinois. And I asked him, why aren't the fall colors postcard perfect this year?
Some of that's due to weather conditions. So fall color typically is the same around the same time each year, because a lot of times the those leaves starting to change and the tree starting to shut those leaves off are kind of developed and determined by photo period, so the day length. So as the days shorten, it kind of gets the trees ready to do that. But at the same time, weather conditions such as water availability, drought, and then temperature can influence how spectacular or not spectacular those colors are. If you have warm nights, basically what happens is the chlorophyll in the leaves don't break down as quickly. And the chlorophyll in the leaves really mask a lot of those other fall colors. So as you know, this year we've had a lot of warmer temperatures. We're a little above average temperature for the fall. And I think that's slowing down some of the fall colors. And if you add to that, we've kind of experienced a moderate drought late summer and into early fall. And that just, that as a water-saving mechanism, trees tend to shut their leaves down a little bit early as well. And that kind of interrupts the fall color process.
Right.
So I think we'll still get fall colors. We can still enjoy them as much as we can, but don't expect too much this year.
Chlorophyll is the stuff that once it breaks down, it reveals the colors. And okay, so when it's still warm, chlorophyll, which is green, does not disintegrate. So that explains it, why we've had temperatures in the 80s and the chlorophyll is still hanging on. Is that pretty much the blunt assessment?
Yeah, it still does break down over time. And as trees grow and are functioning normally, they're constantly refilling that chlorophyll. Just when it's cold, it breaks down rapidly, which allows the other colors, which the yellows and the oranges are kind of always in the leaves as well. They're masked by the green, and it lets those colors be expressed more fully, basically. In warmer temperatures, it's a little bit slower of a process, and so the leaf continues to deteriorate over time, and you kind of lose that length of expression of your fall colors.
Last year, we didn't have a really, really good fall color, and it looks like this year, like you said, it's not going to be picture postcard spectacular. Can you talk about, let's say, the last 4 or 5 years, Chris, from a forester's standpoint, what have our fall colors been?
You're right. You know, last year wasn't the best. I think, you know, previous to that, we had actually several pretty good years. You know, 2013, 2014 particularly, I think both were you know, good, crisp, cold falls. We didn't get an early freeze necessarily, so it didn't knock the leaves off. So I think the leaves had, you know, plenty of time to express their fall colors. I think they were great. And I think in this region of the country, it's going to vary year to year, of course. I think overall we do get some really nice fall color. It's just hit or miss depending on the year.
When would the peak be for Southern Illinois? And also, it's a shame we don't have 2 hours to discuss this. Also, what are some of the great places you could recommend people to go in Southern Illinois to see the colors, Chris?
Sure. So we typically peak for fall colors kind of late October. As we get into November, usually around the second week in November, the fall colors are completely done. The leaves are down. So anytime in that kind of first week in November through the last couple weeks in October, I think are prime viewing periods for fall colors in Southern Illinois. Southern Illinois is dominated by deciduous forest, hardwood forest. So we have the luxury of having fall colors almost anywhere you want to go. I think some of the best viewing are at places where you have nice vistas, so you can kind of see the expanse out. The places I like to go, you know, Garden of the Gods, of course, is a great place to view fall colors. Trail of Tears State Forest is another wonderful place to see fall colors. But again, anywhere that you can kind of get up and see large expanses of forest, you're going to get great views.
Chris, I think you'll agree that it's still a glorious sight, don't you think?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's one of my favorite places on earth.
That was U of I Extension Forester Chris Evans talking about this year's fall colors. Now, it is worth noting that just 3 days after I recorded this interview with Chris, we did get some pretty good rain here in Southern Illinois. But Chris says the needed precipitation probably came too late so that it won't have a real big impact on the colors. And you can go to the web version of this story for links about colors, including a special link that IDNR has activated, which shows the daily progress report of the fall foliage in Illinois. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.